Part 1. You will hear a woman asking a friend for restaurant recommendations. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 4. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 4.
I've been meaning to ask you for some advice about restaurants. I need to book somewhere to celebrate my sister's 30th birthday, and I liked the sound of that place you went to for your mum's 50th.
The Junction. Yeah, I'd definitely recommend that for a special occasion. We had a great time there. Everyone really enjoyed it.
Where is it again? I can't remember.
It's on Grayson Street, only about a 2-minute walk from the station.
Oh, that's good. I'd prefer not to have to drive anywhere. But I don't want to have to walk too far either.
Yes, the location's perfect. But that's not necessarily why I'd recommend it. The food's amazing. If you like fish, it's probably the best restaurant in town for that. It's always really fresh, and there are lots of interesting dishes to choose from. But all the food is good there.
Is it really expensive?
It's certainly not cheap, but for a special occasion, I think it's fine. It's got a great atmosphere, and before dinner, you can go up on the roof and have a drink. It's really nice up there, but you need to book. It's very popular, as the views are spectacular.
Sounds good. So that's definitely a possibility then. Is there anywhere else you can think of?
If you want somewhere a bit less formal, then you could try Paloma.
Where's that? I haven't heard of it.
No, it's quite new. It's only been open a few months, but it's got a great reputation already. It's in a really beautiful old building on Bow Street.
I think I know where you mean. Right beside the cinema.
Yes, that's it. I've only been there a couple of times, but I was really impressed. The chef used to work at Don Felipe's, apparently. I was really sorry when that closed down.
So is all the food they serve Spanish, then?
Yeah. You can get lots of small dishes to share, which always works really well if you're in a group.
Worth thinking about.
Yeah. There's a lively atmosphere, and the waiters are really friendly. The only thing is that you need to pay a £50 deposit to book a table.
A lot of restaurants are doing that these days. I should have a look at the menu to check there's a good choice of vegetarian dishes. A couple of my friends have stopped eating meat.
Not sure. I'd say the selection of those would be quite limited.
Before you hear the rest of the conversation, you have some time to look at questions 5 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 5 to 10.
I've just thought of another idea. Have you been to the Audley?
No, don't think I've heard of it. How's it spelt?
A-U-D-L-E-Y. You must have heard of it. There's been a lot about it in the press.
I don't tend to pay much attention to that kind of thing. So, where is it exactly?
It's in that hotel near Baxter Bridge, on the top floor.
Oh, the views would be incredible from up there.
Yeah, I'd love to go. I can't think of the chef's name, but she was a judge on that TV cookery show recently. And she's written a couple of cookery books.
Oh, Angela Frayn.
That's the one. Anyway, it's had excellent reviews from all the newspapers.
That would be a memorable place for a celebration.
Definitely. Obviously, it's worth going there just for the view, but the food is supposed to be really special.
She only likes cooking with local products, doesn't she?
Yes. Everything at the restaurant has to be sourced within a short distance, and absolutely nothing flown in from abroad.
I imagine it's really expensive, though.
Well, you could go for the set lunch. That's quite reasonable for a top-class restaurant. £30 a head. In the evening, I think it'd be more like £50.
At least that, I should think. But I'm sure everyone would enjoy it. It's not the kind of place you leave feeling hungry, though, is it? With tiny portions.
No, the reviews I've read didn't mention that. I imagine they'd be average.
Well, that's all great. Thanks so much.
That is the end of part one. You now have 1 minute to check your answers to part one.